Hello there, good day. You are listening to Nerdin' Out on KXRW 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Liliana, and here we nerd out about any and everything. The nerdy theme of the day is all things Halloween. I want to immerse you into the spooky season with some Halloween hits and topics, so stay tuned for some spooky tunes and vibes. Now, before I start putting you on some good music for the month of October, I want to put you on some good spots for trick-or-treating. So starting off with the most popular on the list, Franklin Street. Franklin is one of the best spots in the Vancouver area to trick-or-treat. They have one of the most impressive displays and decorations, and they also happen to have monsters walking around the property, so that's pretty cool. Franklin is definitely one of my favorite places to visit every October. Alright, next up is Lincoln Neighborhood. Now, this is exactly the kind of neighborhood you picture when you hear the term trick-or-treating. It looks like it came straight out of a classic horror movie from like the late 70s and in the 80s. I mean, it's just filled with people on the streets. When you go there, it's just straight Halloween ambiance. Tons of houses are decorated and leaves are falling from trees like you've never seen. But yes, Lincoln Neighborhood is an absolute must. Lastly on our list is Ashley Heights. This is also another great spot for going trick-or-treating. Tons of lights and cool houses. I haven't personally been there much, but I am always hearing about it from everyone, so I think I might have to make a visit this year. Alrighty, those were three trick-or-treating spots that are very popular in Vancouver and are highly recommended to go to for Halloween. I know I'll be going. Now let's get this party started with our first spooky song of the day. This one is called Gothic Surf-A-Rama by Vampire Beach Babes. Hope you enjoy.
Down in New York City, she's looking for a scene for getting out of hand.
Next up is the classic Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. Was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. About to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the
mash. It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them more they sent you. Then you can monster mash and do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash.
Gosh, that song just puts you right in the Halloween mood. It's so good. You know, the other day I was talking to my friend and she asked me if I would rather deal with a zombie apocalypse or an alien invasion. And I was like, girl, obviously a zombie apocalypse. Aliens have advanced technology and capabilities in order to just come to Earth. They are extraterrestrial beings. Humans have no chance against them. Unless it was a situation like War of the Worlds, then I guess we might be okay after a little. Which, if you've never seen that movie, watch it. It's so scary, but it's so good, and I really like how aliens are portrayed in it. But anyways, I got a little sidetracked there. Zombies, you know, you just gotta not get bit. And you're chilling. Honestly, I think the worst part about a zombie apocalypse is other people. I mean, you could say the same thing for pretty much any apocalyptic situation, but some people would try to come and steal your stuff and even try to kill you while doing it. Every time I think about a zombie apocalypse, I immediately worry about running into raiders. So yeah, I would absolutely pick zombie apocalypse over an alien invasion any day. And I think that if you think otherwise, you're crazy.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation,
like you're under.
Fire, fire, and subtle gun. Conceived by my devil.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in Uptown. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is available at kindredvancouver.com. That's K-I-N-D-R-E-D Vancouver.com.
Now playing is Werewolves on Wheels by Born Losers. Such a fun song. I just love songs that sound like Halloween. As we reach the end of today's episode of Nerdin' Out, I feel like it's mandatory to dabble into some horror movies, yeah? There have been many, many horror movies that have come out recently, and a lot of them are really good, but they just don't compare to the older ones like Halloween, The Lost Boys, Night of the Living Dead, and so on and so on. There are just some that are absolute classics. Personally, the scariest one that I've seen is The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Ugh, I hate that movie. I mean, I love it because it's really good and it's really unique, but I hate it because it scares me so bad. Fun fact, did you know that they use dead bodies in the movie? Like real dead bodies. When I found that out, I literally got chills. It makes the movie even scarier. Ugh, it's so sinister.
Hello. sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage cougar buck. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You better duck when I show up.
Thank you for joining me today. I want to end it off with one of the best songs ever from one of the best movies ever, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Thank you for listening to Nerdin' Out on KXRW 99.9 FM.